from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. According to a new report, Syria and Russia have been targeting hospitals. Amnesty International has accused Russian and Syrian forces today of deliberately targeting Syrian hospitals and medical facilities with airstrikes to ease the path for pro-regime ground forces advancing on northern Aleppo. Tirana Hassan, the humanitarian group's crisis response director, said over the last 3 months, Syrian and Russian forces have been deliberately attacking health facilities in flagrant violation of international humanitarian law. But what is truly egregious, she says, is that wiping out hospitals appears to have become part of their military strategy. Amnesty International said it had compelling evidence of attacks on 6 healthcare facilities that killed 3 civilians, including a medical worker, and injured 44 others. As to the ceasefire itself, well, the UN Special Envoy for Syria, Stefan de Mistura, commented earlier today in Geneva.
In general, the cessation has been holding. This is good news for many Syrian people. Unfortunately, we have to admit, like in every cessation of hostility or ceasefire, and in particular in this one, there are still a number of places where fighting has continued, including parts of Hama, Homs, Latakia, and Damascus. But they're being contained.
Police in Turkey. Shooting at 2 women held up in a building in Istanbul as they used guns and grenades to attack a police station. Both women were killed. There were no reports of any injuries in the attack. The identity of the 2 attackers was not immediately known. This is VOA News.